So now I can go into this deeper because there are people who can understand us. Last time, if I tell this too early, nobody appreciate or can even comprehend. Understand? Or not? But now different. Now people not only have faith, some of them have progressed and done it. And one of them, I think the Monday might going to collapse based on what she report to me. That's why all these are possible. It's not something impossible. If you know the way, if you know how to develop it, if you have the faith, if you have your past, all these are possible. So the beauty of the Bodhisattva way is, you must understand, because our existential world and the secret of creation, this one is the secret of creation, no? Or stages of creation. No? It involves such immense understanding. No? Because the karmic process is already so complicated. Understand? No? So what happened is, this karmic, from your karmic nature, it will condition rebirth consciousness. Understand? No? Then you keep on coming. One segment, one segment, one segment, one segment, one segment. So let's say all these are your segmented rebirth consciousness. Actually, no space on. Yeah? For normal living being. Upon death, rebirth consciousness, avijja, connected one. No space on. This one I have to draw to show you. Yeah? Until finally, infinity. Understand? Huh? And you must understand, no? Every life you come, every segment, how long do you live? Let's say human being. Yeah? Average 75 years old. Okay? 75 years old. This is the average. Okay? So like I explained just now, when you arise, if you don't have this understanding of the Bodhisattva way cultivation, you know what will happen to you. You born, then you grew up as a child. Then you go to school. Yeah? Then after that, you graduate, you find a job, career. How old are you by then? At least 25. During my time, I graduate at 24. But my daughter era, 20 years old, she graduated. 4 years earlier. But then, like he said, that time, still mong cha cha. Don't know about the Dhamma, not interested at all. Because you have your peers, society's influence, everything. So you don't have the parami, you think you will look for Dhamma? And most of you, I ask you all, when only you get interested in Dhamma? How long? Oh, when you retired. But no lah, a lot before retire. I know Ingbi before retire, Padmasri before retire. But she also cried. No? You ask Padmasri. Oh. He said, I've been looking for one who can guide. Cannot find. No? Until later when she met me. You take the mic, take the mic. Let Padmasri share first. This one very good. She cried, you know, when she met me.
I started seeking at the age of 20.
Oh, that's early. Wow.
20, just immediately after secondary school, from 5. And my first retreat here is 1982.
Oh, sadhu.
82, 83. Up at the library there.
Sadhu, yeah.
And I've been seeking for a teacher. First time when I met the first retreat with Brother, I sit at the place where Sister Ingbi sit here. And I was crying. And then during one of the meditation report, I saw Brother Teo in robe, sitting there.
A lot of people can see my nature. Han also can see, and many Kayamita told me. I appear differently.
That was 1982, and then Brother Teo is in KL 1989. I was in KL 1988.
Yeah.
And I don't have the affinity to meet Brother Teo.
Until very much later.
Until Brother Sri An's house.
Yeah, 2008 that time. So that's how it happened. So, at the age of 20, let's say Padmasri search, but That time when you are 208, how old are you? 48 years old, okay? 48 years old, you know, almost two-thirds already, you know. Only managed to find, you know, understand? You know? Then, cultivate for how long? Now 2024. So, 2024 minus 2008, how many years? 16, isn't it? After 16 years, only can have some form of understanding and joy, you know, and can take this vow, you know. So, let's say, she was 48, plus 16, how old? 64 already, right? So 64, not much left, no? But most people live beyond this, lah. So what happened, what I'm trying to tell you, if you don't meet beings like my nature, or better, or those who have the understanding to guide you, most of them never get to meet the true Dhamma, understand? No? That's why, 人生难得，佛法难闻. To be born a human being is very rare. And yet, to be born a human being during the sasana and have condition to meet up with the true Dhamma, you are not ordinary. Have faith in your nature. Otherwise, you cannot come here. You cannot have this condition. And this is the faith that you must have, the blessing. You must thank your good past, your good karmic nature for having this condition. So even let's say, at this point of time, some of you progress, understand this already, then they will continue very fast with all the faith, and this one will move by itself as well. But for those who never heard of the Dhamma, then I give you another example. Let's say you are born too early, no sasana, or too late after the sasana finish, what happened? You will get lost, understand? We have no sasana. Then this bodhisattva vow is help you, because you vow to have this understanding life after life, whenever you come or you choose to come, understand? Which means non-sasana, the bodhi mind from inside, the bodhi seed that you have planted will be activated. And this understanding will come back to you. Where you make the aspiration for all this understanding to come back to you. Can you follow? That's why this way, via this understanding, you can actually cultivate. Otherwise, during the small window sasana, you take birth, and you still mong cha cha, no? Running around, looking for this, looking for that. Then sometimes argue, sometimes don't open mind. So all this are possible, understand not? And most human beings are like that. Because their affinity with the triple gem not there. Sometimes they have affinity, they meet. But karmic obstruction come, the karmic consciousness actually condition them into a way that they cannot receive. These are nature. Like the Buddha said, thing is just the way it is, cannot be otherwise. So whatever happened, it is you, understand not? Your every segment of you, how you live your life, how you manifest, how you come, and how you go. Decide. So what you need to understand is, if the karmic process is like that, how can you break this chain to have the understanding, to understand the totality, the secret of life, and live life? The only way that this universe, so far as I know, the Buddhist Bodhisattva way is the only way that has the ability to break this delusion and chain, to understand this whole process, and finally fulfill the Bodhisattva way and end this samsaric journey. Then you can understand the whole process. Do you understand? Then you can come as a bodhisattva for whatever period of time you want. That's why a lot of the bodhisattva, their vow, when they take, it's like they obstruct their own samasambuddhahood. All of them will make their vow, not until, like Xuanhua. He said, not until all his disciples or followers or those who take refuge under him become samasambuddha or not enlightened. No. He vowed not to realize the Buddhahood. He put like that, and he vowed to carry all their suffering. He got very, very heavy vow. Why? You think he's stupid? He is not stupid. He got a lot of wisdom. But he want to come, he want to do this work. Understand? So don't worry. What is important is as you cultivate the perfection like Kuan Yin, Manjusri, Wen Su, Di Zhang Wang, they already perfected. It's only when you want to realize that once in a lifetime type of Sama Sambuddhahood. But doesn't mean that like Sakyamuni Buddha, after he come 2,600 over years ago, after his Parinibbana, you think he no more. His nature is still there, understand? So what happened is, he has this spiritual nature. Maybe in red, spiritual nature. So this karmic nature and the spiritual nature. These two always exist, even for Sammasambuddha. So which means, their spiritual nature, after they perfect, it has become Buddha nature, understand? That's why you pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha, you actually pay respect to his Buddha nature. And there will be a response. So this one, if you understand, Sakyamuni Buddha no more. The Theravada always tell you, in his own word, this is my last birth, they always say. Understand? He the peon of joy where he reside. House builder, I have seen you. That main beam, the top one, the rich pole, has already been shattered. Understand? You shall build no more house. So they all conclude, the Buddha, no more rebirth. But you don't understand. He didn't lie. When he spoke that in that life, no more rebirth. Understand? That consciousness without avijja. But the vow, the Buddha nature is still there. If he choose to come, he can still arise from the karmic nature. He has this love and compassion. Understand? Then he can still condition a form and mind to come. But after that he come, he's not a Sammasambuddha anymore. Understand? But that Sammasambuddha prediction by Dipankara Buddha, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Understand? After that, you cannot have that condition anymore. So, what is the difference? That's why the great being, the Bodhisattva, like Kuan Yin, no problem. Understand? But this one, once your entire existence, you can have one. So, they know what this thing is. So, to them, never mind. They just continue their work. And they like to come. Why? Wonderful existence. Answer. 真空妙有. Okay? Can follow?